You're welcome back to Highland Radio's coverage of the 2017 Jewel Donegal International Rally as we wrap up the action of on day two and how the leaders are sitting in this race. Well, after 14 stages, the man out in front is Donna Kelly with Conor Foley on board in the Ford Focus WRC. Donna has won just about every event there is to win in Ireland, but the one that has eluded him is his home event, the International. Heading into the final day of the rally, he has a 7.2 advantage over the defending champions, the Super Impreza S12B of Manus Kelly and Donald Barrett. Kelly on the pace through the course of the afternoon and the early evening as he continued to set fastest times on three of the last four stages. Up until the first time into Cairn Hill today, the man who was setting all the fastest times was Donna Kelly, but that changed. At one stage, Donna led today by 21.5 seconds, and now, at the end of day two, that is down to 7.2. We are all set for what will be a very interesting battle at the head of the field tomorrow. Let's go to the third crew sitting, the crew sitting in third position overall. That's Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy, the former winners of this event. They've been struggling with the car, to be honest, because they've been having drive shaft issues with the Subaru Impreza, and they were again off the pace in there in Garton. And Gary, happy enough with the performance, given the troubles they're having with the car. They currently sit 1:08 down in Manus Kelly and 1:15 behind the rally leader, Donna Kelly. Outside of the top three, there's a very interesting battle taking place. The Fiesta, the Ford Fiesta R5s are having a real session, so they are. Championship leader Sam Moffat and Carl Atkinson, they're here to hold on to their championship lead and take crucial points this weekend, but they've got a fight in their hands with Alistair Fisher and Gordon Noble. Fisher and Noble sit in fourth position overall. Now, they are 43 seconds down on Jennings, but they have been putting up some impressive times. Sam Moffat and Carl Atkinson are fifth overall, 9.9 seconds behind Fisher. So again, there's relatively nothing in that as they head to the six final stages tomorrow. That's going to be another one to watch. Joseph McGonigal has been impressive today as well. He has moved up through the times. He now sits in sixth position overall, does Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Guinea, or seventh position, excuse me, and their Skoda Fabia R5. They're just behind Josh Moffat, who is in sixth, the younger brother of Sam. The difference between Josh and Sam is 51 seconds, and there's a big gap of 5 minutes then back to McGonigal after he, of course, lost a lot of time yesterday, but that is the top seven. Outside of that, Park Duffy in the Fiesta is in eighth position overall. Richard Tannehill in the Peugeot 208 is ninth, and the top 10 has been wrapped up by Callum Devine and Brian Hoy and the Opel Adam, and they lead Class 2 just ahead of Marty Geller and Dino Sullivan, who are over half a minute back in 11th position. That's the top 11 how they sit at the moment. Some of the other crews still going in there. Stuart Biggerstaff, PJ McDermott still in the fight as well. He sits in 14th position overall, but there has been a change in guard in the Group M category. Aidan Ray was leading heading into the last loop. Kieran McGrath's on board in that Evo 10 calling the notes, but they have lost a lot of time somewhere in those stages. It looks like it was in Garton. They were leading Group M, but they've now dropped down the times. It was actually Cairn Hill that dropped the time in, and it's Cahill McCourt and Stephen O'Hanlon in the Mitsubishi 9, 13th overall. They are leading Group M. Aidan Ray and Kieran McGrath have dropped now to 4th in that class. Well, in the national category, you can't get things any tighter. 0.6 of a second is the difference between the top two at the end of day two. Kevin Geller and Jared Callaghan in the Darien T9, they have been impressive, certainly in the morning part of the race, that's for sure. In the home patch of Geller down around the Rathmullen area, and of course, Knockall and Gary Gord were his stages. That's when he made his move, and that was when he moved in front. We also, of course, lost Kevin Eaves today, which I added to that, but Geller moved ahead. But the last couple of stages hasn't been good to the Rathmullen man in the Darien. He hit a chicane, he lost a lot of time. The nearest man to him, Damien Geller, with Mac Walsh calling the notes in that Mark II Escort, well, they took 7 seconds out of him in Garton, and that means that the gap between the top two and the national is 0.6 of a second. You can't really get it any closer than that, can you? Declan Gallagher and John McCarthy are sitting third overall in the national in their Toyota Starlet. They really have been on the door handles today. They're in a lower powered Starlet, and the big open stages, well, the Mark IIs are going to go a bit quicker than Gallagher. 43.6 seconds, Declan Gallagher trails Damien Gallagher. And I must say one thing, the top three in the national, each of them have told us at the end of the stages, they cannot go any harder. This is the fastest they have driven rally cars today. Ryan Loughlin and Gareth Doherty are sitting in fourth position overall, 20 seconds down on Gallagher. It's been a good run for them today. Jonathan Pringle and Paul Sheridan, second in class 14 behind Loughlin, fifth overall in the national. Adrian Hetherington and Ronan O'Neill, they had trouble today when they broke a wheel, but they're back on the pace. They're in sixth position overall, 10 seconds down on Pringle. Vivian Hamill and Andrew Greenan in that Mark II, 7th overall, 10.2 adrift off Hetherington. And Brian McLaughlin from Glen going very well, 8th overall in the national. Ian Gallagher's on the notes there with him, based at 8th overall. The rest of the top standings in the national is made up of Damien Toner and Denver Rafferty, sitting 9th overall. John Bonner and Leon Jordan are in 10th position overall. Peter Wilson and Brendan McElhenney, leading class 13, going well, 11th overall. Michael Crubman from Mullen is in 12th. Tommy McConnell is in 13th. William McFadden in the Escort G3 is sitting in 14th position overall. And Johnny Jordan and Gary McNairn, another Donegal crew in a Starlet, and they sit in 15th position overall in the national rally. So some of the other names still in there as the crews come off Garton, the likes of Columba Hina, Martin McGee, Damien Turish and Kyle McGettigan all safely through second run round Garton. So as we do in every rally, some of them fall, some of them go out for different reasons. One of the reasons today was a spin and knock gala. Kevin Eaves and William Lynch unfortunately bowed out of the national rally while they led in their Toyota Corolla. Also losing out today was Guy McPhillips and James McNulty. They hit a chicane, second run round Cairn Hill, and unfortunately for them that was the end of their event. Too much damage to the Mark II Escort and they were not able to continue. Don't forget, you can, of course, listen back to reaction from the leading crews in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. There's also a lot of reaction and interviews there as well, the Chris Ashmore done during service, where he spoke to a lot of the local crews who are still taking part on day two of this event. But there is one big day, of course, still left. Day three tomorrow, we're going to have three classic stages. Last year, we've seen Manus Kelly win in Fannad. Fannad tomorrow as well compared to other years. End of service in Milford March, and then they're going to do that lip again, and that's going to be the final six stages. And at the head of the field, it's Donna Kelly and Connor Foley in their WRC Ford Focus, who have a 7.1 second advantage over Manus Kelly and Dono Barrett. The defending champions have closed the gap today in that Subaru S12B, and we're all set for a grandstand finish to another Jewel Donegal International Rally. Join us for more coverage tomorrow, Sunday, on Highland Radio and on the website, highlandradio.com, all in association with the Pulse venue in Letterkenny. We'll talk to you tomorrow.